Hello and welcome to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're at Fukuoka Dome, Fukuoka Yahoo Dome this evening for the Hawks versus Yakult Swallows. And Arakaki throws the first pitch to leadoff batter Aoki in there for a called strike one. Arakaki into the windup. And the second offering misses down low and inside. Ball two. One strike, one ball. Now the count. Again tonight, we have Jim in the booth with us. Jim?
Evening, everybody. How are you?
Also have Ken online giving us some feeds of what's going on in other games. Aoki swings and fouls the next pitch off to the left side. Strike two. Arakaki winds up. The fourth offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Count remains. Two strikes and a ball. The fifth offering swung on and hit the other way to the left side. One bound, two bound. That's in there for a base hit. So the leadoff man is aboard for the Yakult Swallows here in the top of the first inning.
Now he's the table setter. That's very important for Yakult's offense.
So next up is Hiroyasu Tanaka. The Swallows' second baseman. Tanaka batting .238 on the season, no home runs and 10 RBIs. Showing bunt all the way. And Arakaki steps off the mound. Arakaki has a look at the runner at first. And the first offering to Tanaka is bunted up the first baseline. Arakaki fields the ball and touches Tanaka as he goes by. So the sacrifice bunt is successful in getting Aoki to second base. And that'll bring up Ramirez. Ramirez, the designated hitter this evening. Batting .342, .444 over the last five games. With one home run and three RBIs over that span. Yakult takes a three-game winning streak into this game, don't they?
Yes, they do. And while Yakult is in last place in the Central and they're more or less playing for pride, they do have a solid team to build around, at least hitting-wise.
First pitch swung on a miss by Ramirez. SoftBank, though, has been struggling lately.
They have won three out of their last four.
Throw to second base, And Aoki dives in ahead of the tag. The second offering in the dirt, blocked well by the catcher. Holds Aoki at second.
You can see the resemblance between Arakaki and Kazumi Saito, especially in their pitching motions.
Next offering to Ramirez is swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Two strikes, one ball. Arakaki turns and fakes a throw to second base. Arakaki not very fast with a runner on base.
As I said last week, the game slows down very, very much when pitchers in Japan go to the stretch.
The fourth offering in the dirt, blocked again by the catcher. Kept it in front of him. That evens the count up at 2-2.
Tano is going to work out this at bat.
Now the 2-2 offering, any day now, is swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman up with the ball, across the diamond in plenty of time. Two-way, runner holds at second base. So we now have a runner at second base and two-away with right fielder Gaeru coming up to bat. Gaeru batting .229 on the season, 10 home runs and 29 RBIs. The first pitch misses just outside, ball one.
Just to correct the pronunciation, it's Aaron Giel.
Giel.
From British Columbia, Canada.
Okay. That means the katakana is wrong. The next offering, down the pipe, called strike one. 1-1 the count to Giel. Foreign names are difficult.
Oh yeah. How do you think I feel?
The The next offering, swung on a miss, strike two. The next offering is swung on, a golf swing, lifted deep to right field, Haita! Home run! Gale, a home run just over the right field fence. Two-run home run puts the Yakult Swallows up here in the first inning by a score of 2-0.
That's crucial, especially with the hard-hitting lineup like the Hawks have.
It really wasn't that good a pitch. Gaetu reached out kind of low, almost a golf swing, and put it over the fence. That brings up Miyamoto, who takes first pitch inside. Ball one.
Arakaki very good in his last start against the Yokohama Bay Stars. Unfortunately, he got tagged with a loss. The bullpen couldn't hold the inherited runners.
Miyamoto up, batting 317. Takes the next pitch, low and away, ball two. The third offering, that one's over the outside part of the plate, called strike one. One strike, two balls. Two away here in the first inning, two runs in so far for Yakult. The fourth offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop Kawasaki up with the ball, throws to first base in time, three away, but not before Gill puts a two-run home run over the right field fence, and at the end of half an inning, Yakult Swallows take a 1-0 lead.
Yes, I am. And that wasn't a bad pitch. That wasn't a bad pitch that Arakaki threw. It's like one of those shots that A-Rod goes out and reaches for. Score in the game right now.
Welcome back to Yahoo Fukuoka Dome, or Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. Ishikawa takes the mound for the Tokyo Yakult Swallows. Ishikawa is 1-1 over the last five games. Over the season, he's thrown in seven games, one win, three losses, a 5.97 ERA. His first pitch to Kawasaki. Misses high and in, ball one.
Kawasaki recently off the DL with a fractured finger.
Yes, he was greatly missed by the Hawks. leadoff batter and super shortstop. The next offering misses outside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Kawasaki batting 257 on the season. The next offering misses low. Ball three. And I seem to have missed a strike in there. Must have been the second pitch. One strike, three balls to count. The next offering in there called strike two. Full count to Kawasaki. The next offering swung on a high bounder to the left side. Pitcher fields the ball, throw to first, head sliding, safe! Kawasaki, an infield base hit. To lead off the Hawks first.
And again, importance of the table setter. Let's see what the rest of the Hawks lineup does.
This just in, Cabrera hits a solo home run, putting the Cebu Lions ahead of the Hanshin Tigers, 1-0. Next up is second baseman Honda. Honda showing bunt all the way, batting 270 on the season, one home run and 14 RBIs. Throw over to first base, Kawasaki back standing up. And Honda holds the bat as though to swing, takes the ball up and away, ball one. Ishikawa comes set. The next offering called strike two. Or strike one, rather. 1-1 now, the count. Sorry, Cabrera did not hit a home run there. He drove in the Lions' first run. Throw over to first base, Kawasaki back.
The Lions are now cellar dwellers in the Central League too, and this could actually come in. This could actually be really, really crucial. Sabre been stripped of its draft picks this year.
Next offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman Tanaka has a hard time picking up the ball. It's in his glove, it's in his glove. He can't pick it up. Safe! Kawasaki stopped the ball and then tried to pick it up. Had to try to pick it up again. And by the time he did get it, Honda was across the first base bag. So that looks like it's being scored an infield hit.
I don't know about that.
That brings up Tamuda, former Bay Star, batting 280, 9 home runs and 33 RBIs on the season. Adds to a potent Hawk lineup. First pitch, swung on a miss, strike one. Wada drives Cabrera in, and the Lions lead the Tigers 2-0. Lions riding that 10-game losing streak. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball one. 1-1 now the count. The next offering swung on and lifted high to the right side. First baseman is under it and makes the catch in foul territory. Out number one. Foul out to the first baseman. And that'll bring up number four batter, Matsunaka.
Now for the big bats.
Left-handed Matsunaka stands in there with runners at first and second and one away here in the bottom of the first inning. Hawks trailing this one, 2-0. On Giel's two-run home run. First pitch to Matsunaka called strike one on the outside corner. Next offering just misses. 1-1 now the count. Almost in the same place as the first one. Outside corner. Ishikawa trying to nibble at the plate.
I know it's a little early to be thinking about it, but there is that pitching advantage, lefty on lefty.
The third offering swung on and grounded foul past the first base coach. Two strikes and a ball. Next pitch, a big sweeping curveball misses low and away. Ball two, 2-2 now the count. Left-handed Ishikawa on the mound, left-handed Matsunaka at the plate. The 2-2 offering, just misses outside, ball three. So we have the second full count of the night by Ishikawa.
Ishikawa throwing a lot of pitches early.
The Shobu pitch with the runners going low and away, ball four. So it's one out, Manui. The bases are loaded. One out, bases loaded. Kokobo at the plate, batting .318, 7 home runs and 39 RBIs. Returning to SoftBank after a stint with the Giants. First pitch misses high and away. Ball one.
And last week against Yokohama, the Hawks actually had a bases loaded one out situation against Kudo, but could not score. This will separate the men from the boys right here.
Second offering swung on and lifted to right field. And this one bounces in there, base hit. One run in, two runs in, and the Hawks have tied it up here in the bottom of the first. So Kokubo drives in two with a bloop single to right field. That brings up Adam. Adam takes the first pitch for a called strike one.
Red Sox alum Adam Hyzdu was part of the 2004 World Series team.
Batting .274 with 6 home runs. Matsunaka only made it as far as second base, holding up to make sure the ball bounced in. On Kokubo's base hit. Next pitch called strike two to Adam. So Ishikawa getting ahead of the count. The third offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop up with the ball, throws the second one for one, the relay to first. Not in time! Adam beats out the double play. And Matsunaka heads over to third base. That'll bring up Omura. Hawks center fielder tonight, batting .353, 1 home run and 19 RBIs on the season. With runners in scoring position, batting .356. I believe Kokubo's batting average I quoted was with runners in scoring position, not on the season. As Kokubo's batting .293 going into the season, or going into this game. Throw over to first base. Adam back standing up. The first offering to Omura, in there, called strike one. The second offering just misses outside, evening the count up at 1-1. Two runs in so far. Runners at first and second. Two away for the Hawks. The 1-1 pitch swung on and grounded through the right side. Gekton! And the right fielder, Gael, bobbles the ball, allowing Adam to go into third base. So it's an RBI for Omura. And pitching coach heads out to the mound for you, Colt.
This is absolutely humongous for SoftBank. They've been, runs have been hard to come by for SoftBank. They've been having trouble scoring, and this is just huge. Three runs in this inning, answering right back to Yakult's two-run shot.
Pitching coach has had his word with Ishikawa. A throw over to first base. Omura back. Buchanan up to bat now. Designated hitter for the Hawks. The first offering, Buchanan holds up, according to the first base umpire. Ball one. The next offering swung on a miss, strike one. That evens the count up at 1-1. The next offering misses inside. Ball two, one strike, two balls, the count to Buchanan.
And this pitch coming up will be Ishikawa's 30th of the inning.
So Ishikawa laboring. And the next pitch swung on and lined through into center field, base hit. One run in as Adam kicks the bat over home plate. Omura round second, heads into third, and the Hawks continue to have runners at the corners and score their fourth run of the inning. The first pitch to catcher Tanaue, called ball one. And by the way, I see that the misplay by the second baseman on Honda's ball was called an error. Next pitch, swung on and grounded back to the pitcher. Throw over to first base in plenty of time. And three away, but not before the Hawks sent nine runners to the plate, scoring four of them. And at the end of one complete, the Hawks take a 4-2 lead. And now we'll go over to Jim for some other scores.
Thank you, Michael. Well, a lot of scoring early, at least in a couple of games. Chiba Lotte, apparently mad at their three-game losing streak, is taking it out on Hiroshima. They're up 5-0 in the first inning. Cebu up 2-0 over the Hanshin Tigers. Rakuten and Shinichi knotted at 0 in the third. Nippon Ham and Yokohama no score in the second. And Oryx has a 2-0 lead over Yomiuri in the second inning. Send it back to Michael. Michael?
Thank you. And I'll go through the starting lineups for each of the teams real quick. For the Yakult Swallows, leading off is Aoki, playing center field. Batting second is Hiroyasu Tanaka, playing second. Batting third is Ramirez, the designated hitter. Gael bats fourth, playing right field. He hitting the two-run home run in the first. At shortstop, Miyazaki bats fifth. Miyade bats sixth, playing right field. At third base is Ihara, batting seventh. Batting eighth is Takeuchi, playing first base. And behind the plate, Fukugawa, batting ninth. On the mound for the Hawks is Arakaki. Gave up two runs on two hits in the first. The first pitch to leadoff batter Miyade is swung on and a one bounder to second base. Second baseman Honda up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time. One pitch, one out here in the second. That'll bring up Ihara. The first pitch to Ihara, misses down low, ball one. Ihara batting .244, 6 home runs and 17 RBIs on the season. The second offering, swung on a miss, strike one. That evens the count up at 1-1.
Similarities between Arakaki and Kazumi Saito's windup in motion is uncanny, isn't it?
I suppose. The next offering swung on and grounded to Kawasaki at short. Throws across the diamond in plenty of time. Out number two. That'll bring up first baseman Takeuchi. I'm afraid I'm not a very good one to ask about pitching styles.
Man, I've just watched a lot of Kazumi Saito. At least on YouTube.
The first pitch to number 8 batter, Takeuchi, swung on and fouled off to the left side. Strike one. Takeuchi batting .077, 2-26 on the season. One home run and two RBIs. So one of his two hits cleared the fence. Next offering misses inside. Ball one. 1-1 now the count. The third offering misses up high. Ball two, one strike, two balls. Yeah, next offering swung on and lifted to left field. Left fielder Adam slowly comes in, has it in his sights, and pulls it in for out number three. So it's three up, three down for the Swallows here in the second. And after one and a half, the Swallows trail by a score of 2-4. Welcome back to Yahoo Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm joined by Jim Nelson and Ken D feeding me some text. If you're on Skype, you can come in and join the text messaging, see what's going on behind the scenes. Kawasaki leads off the second, swinging at the first pitch, and it's a one-bounder to left, base hit. So two innings in a row, Kawasaki leads off with a single.
SoftBank definitely picking up where they left off. Of course, they started at this point last inning, too.
That'll bring up second baseman Honda. Honda batting .269 on the season with one home run. He reached base on an error his first at bat. Throw over to first base, Kawasaki dives back in. Ishikawa comes set. The next offering bunted to the third base side. Ishikawa fields the ball, throws to first in time. The sacrifice is successful. So one away, runner at second base. At the end of three, the Eagles and Dragons are knotted at zero. Machan on the mound for the Eagles. Machan or Makun? That brings up Tamura, batting .278. First offering. Just misses the inside corner. Ball one. With runners in scoring position, batting .294. Three home runs and 24 RBIs. The next offering misses outside. Ball two. The third pitch swung on and grounded to the third base side. Third baseman gets a glove on it. It bounces off his glove. He scrambles, picks it up, throws to first. Not in time! And Kawasaki heads into third base with the throw to first. I'd call that an error by the third baseman. That's Ihara at third. And Kawasaki heads into third on the throw.
Defense letting Yakult down tonight.
Yes, that's their second error. We'll see if it costs them here. Definitely not a person you want up with runners in scoring position. Matsunaka. Matsunaka drew a walk his first at bat. Went away, despite runners at the corners. Go ahead.
Despite the fact that Matsunaka's been hitting less than stellar this year. Not as usual.
The first pitch swung on and lined. Base hit to center field. Kawasaki trots on home. RBI for Matsunaka. Matsunaka just the first pitch and lined it to straightaway center. So runners at first and second now. One away. And that brings up Kokubo. Batting 296 on the air. Kokubo drove in the first two runs for the Hawks, tying this game up. Takes first pitch on the outside corner. Called strike one. With runners in scoring position, batting 328 with 7 home runs and 41 RBIs. The second offering swung on and grounded past the third base bag, but foul. Very close to big trouble for the Swallows.
As if they needed any more of it.
Trailing 5-2 now. And the Hawks not looking like they're going to stop anytime soon. The third offering misses inside. Ball one, two strikes and a ball to Kokubo. Ishikawa comes set. The next offering misses outside, evening the count up at 2-2. Next offering misses high and away, ball three, full count. That's the third full count by Ishikawa tonight. That's become one
Ishikawa's
of my pastimes.
Ishikawa's got to settle down, start Ishikawa's got to start settling down and throwing some strikes, otherwise he's not going to last out of this inning.
The next offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder comes over at the warning track, makes the catch. Tamura touches up after the catch, thinks about going, but holds up. So Kokubo, a long out to right center. For two-way. And that'll bring up right fielder, Adam. Hiroshima's Fernandez chased after just one inning. Lotte up 6-0. The first pitch to Adam, called strike one on the outside corner. Adam batting 271 on the season. Grounded out to short, or grounded into a fielder's choice, rather. To short, his first at bat. Beat out the double play. The second offering misses down low and away. 0-1, that evens up the count at 1-1. The 1-1 offering in the dirt, taken for ball two. One strike, two balls. The next offering misses high and away, ball three. One strike, three balls. Well, to Ishikawa's credit, up until now, he's usually gotten more strikes than balls to lead off the batters. He hasn't been in the hole all that much. The next offering, ball four. That's the second base on balls given up by Ishikawa. And that loads the bases.
Second inning in a row.
And that brings up Omura. Omura, a timely single to right in the first inning. The first offering misses a little inside and high. Ball one. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. 1-1 the count. Omino betting 370. No home runs and 19 RBIs with runners in scoring position. The 1-1 offering swung on and fouled off. Two strikes and a ball. The Hawks are batting in the bottom of the second inning, leading 5-2. Bases are loaded. Two away. Omuda at the plate. The next offering swung on and grounded to short. The throw over to first. In time. Three away. So the Hawks here in the second add another run on Matsunaka's single up the middle, and after two complete, extend their lead to 5-2. Welcome back to Fukuoka's Yahoo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Tonight, Jim Nelson is going to call the next three innings or so. He's a journalism major and looking to get into not just the written word, but also the spoken word. And as you can tell, he does definitely have the voice for it. So as the clock strikes 7 here in Japan, I'm going to turn it over to Jim.
Thank you, Michael. Arakaki whines, kicks, and deals. Curveball gets away from him. Ball 1 to Fukukawa, the catcher, batting 191 on the season, 1 home run, and 10 RBIs on the season. Second pitch coming from... lined right to Kawasaki. Arakaki left a fastball about letter high. Ishikawa took it. Check that. Fukukawa took it and lined it right to the shortstop. Kawasaki, one down.
That was Buchanan up to bat.
Yes.
for Aoki, 1-for-1 today with a single. One of the leading hitters in the Central League. First pitch from Arakaki is taken for a called strike. Fastball right down the heart of the plate. Got belt high. Aoki in a crouch. Second pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Two strikes now on Aoki, who doesn't strike out a lot. He's proving to be a very tough out this year among Central League hitters. Possibly the toughest. Arakaki winds, kicks, and deals. This one fouled off. And a great Japanese style of left-handed hitters almost out of the box as they're making contact with the ball. See a lot of that over in Major League Baseball between Ichiro and now Akinori Iwamura with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Just got off the DL with a oblique strain. Arakaki winds up, kicks, and deals. Very close! Borderline pitch. I've seen umpires call that one a strike, but apparently it wasn't good enough for this umpire. Just on the outside part of the plate. It was a fastball. Arakaki winds, kicks, and deals. And again a borderline strike and a fastball. Arakaki can't believe it. And as they said in that great movie, Major League, just a bit inside. Arakaki from the windup, the 2-2 pitch. And again a close strike. Arakaki is just laughing in disbelief. He had Aoki down 0-2. Now it's a full count. This is tough to swallow for any pitcher. Three straight borderline strikes. Let's see if this affects Arakaki in any way. Check that, borderline balls. The pitch. Fouled off again by Aoki. Again, just take a look at those replays there, and those were three very, very close pitches. Any one of them could be a strike. Apparently, the last two, Arakaki thought were strikes. The pitch from Arakaki fouled off again. Aoki just slapping balls away. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming from Arakaki. Steps back, winds, and deals. Chopper to Kawasaki at short, rifles it on over to first, and Aoki is erased. That play goes 6-3, and then that brings up Tanaka, the second baseman. Looked like a breaking pitch that time from Arakaki, a shoot-toe there. And Tanaka, in the first inning, sacrificed Aoki over to second base. Waggles the bat high above his head. Curveball gets away from Tanaka by the catcher. Did he go? No, says the first base umpire. Tanaka flicking the bat over his head like it was a toothpick. One ball pitch coming from Arakaki. Here it is. Low ball two. Arakaki Hockey steps back, winds, and deals. Right down Broad Street, strike one with a fastball. Apparently Tanaka was content to take all the way. Swing and a miss. A little bit of off-speed jump there from Arakaki. Looks like a sinking fastball there. And the count is now even at 2-2 for Tanaka. Pitch coming. Low ball 3. Tried to get him to go fishing. Shobu pitch coming from Arakaki. Here it is. Just missed outside, and it's ball 4. So Tanaka takes a walk. And up comes Ramirez, the DH. So after smooth sailing in the second, Arakaki's been having a little bit of trouble. At least trouble with the umpire.
Yeah, that happens.
Run the stretch. And just a tad low. So that's ball 1. Ramirez, 248 on the season, 8 home runs, 21 RBIs. Rounded out to the second baseman Honda in his first at bat. And this one is hit deep to right field, slicing foul. From the looks of it there, it looks like Ramirez was just trying to fight that one off and ended up muscling that one all the way down the right field line. Ended up being nothing more than a long strike for Ramirez. Arakaki checks the runner first and deals. And again, Arakaki just smiling and sighing in absolute disbelief. He thought that one was a strike. And there have been indeed a lot of pitches that could have been called strikes in this half inning. One strike, 2 balls to Ramirez. Arakaki fakes the throw to first. No throw there from Arakaki. Just looking back, Tanaka. Arakaki very deliberate from the windup. Check that from the stretch. He deals. Left that curveball up, but it's fouled away by Ramirez, and it's 2-2. Arakaki gets his sign from Tanaka. And again, fakes the throw over to first, trying to catch Tanaka. Tanaka, a terror on the base paths, Michael?
Hmm?
Is Tanaka a terror on the base paths?
Not really.
2-2 pitch. Sachin! Ramirez strikes out. Arakaki gets out of this inning. And after 2.5, Hawks 5, Swallows 2. We'll be back on Pro Yaku Live.
And in other games, they're in the 4th inning at Sapporo Dome. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters and Yokohama Bay Stars tied 0-0. At Fullcast Stadium Miyagi, Tohoku Rakuten Eagles with Makun on the mound, 0-0 against the Chunichi Dragons. The Cebu Lions lead the Hanshin Tigers 4-0. They're in the 3rd inning at Cebu Goodwill Dome. Chiba Lotte at Chiba Marine Stadium leading the Hiroshima Carp by a score of 6-0. Oryx Buffaloes lead the Giants 3-0 at Kyocera Dome. And back to you, Jim, for the bottom of the 3rd.
Thank you, Michael. Of course, here the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks leading the Tokyo Yakult Swallows by a count of 5-2. Let's have a scoring recap, shall we? First inning, Aoki reached on a single and then Gill stroked a two-run home run to right field, giving Yakult the quick 2-0 lead, but SoftBank struck right back with four in their half of the first. Kokubo with a two-run RBI single. Omura adding one with a single of his own. And Buchanan with a single. Again with a single. And in the second inning,
the Hawks added one with a leadoff single by Kawasaki. Sacrificed a second by Honda. Tamura sent him to third. And Matsunaka drove him in. That's all the scoring.
Thank you, Michael.
No problem.
Apparently my score is a little bit disorganized here.
Yeah, it takes a while to get the scorecard down. So Buchanan should be leading off right now.
And he gets on with a bloop single. So once again, SoftBank not showing any mercy to Ishikawa. Ishikawa hanging a curveball there a little bit high. And it seems as though no matter what Ishikawa throws, SoftBank's seeing a bunch of watermelons. And they're smashing them. Buchanan 2-for-2 on the day. And that brings up the catcher, Tanoue. He's 0-for-1 today. He grounded out to the first baseman. And another first pitch swinging. That one's right up the middle. A base hit. And Buchanan chugs around second. He's going to try and get to third. And he is safe. The throw is cut off. And once again, runners at the corners for SoftBank.
This seems to be a recurring nightmare for the Swallows.
Buchanan, with not a lot of speed, he was able to chug around third, that big lumbering body of his. And he's in scoring position. And that brings up Kawasaki, who's 2-for-2 today himself. Tanoue at first, Buchanan at third. Kawasaki with a great hustle play in the first inning. Head first slide into first base. It's not something you see a lot, but just to beat out that throw really set the table in that big first inning.
That is something that we can look forward to at Koshien this summer.
Definitely.
The kids at Koshien are always giving it 120%, and no matter how much the coaches say you should not dive into first, that's what they like to do.
Swing a fly ball center field. Should be deep enough to score Buchanan. He does not go. center fielder for Yakult reels it in, but apparently not deep enough for the third base coach's liking. Buchanan stopped about a couple of steps off the bag in third base. Kawasaki first pitch swinging.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised there. After all, he made it to third from first on that other single.
I'm guessing that they don't want to test the arm in center.
That would probably be wise.
You would have seen a lot of Japanese outfielders have very strong arms and usually are capable of throwing a guy out from any part on the field. And that was Aoki in center with that put out. Now up is Honda, who's reached on an error and sacrificed, so he has no at-bats today, to tell you the truth. Another RBI opportunity, another chance for SoftBank to pile it on.
Actually, the error counts against him.
Oh, it does. And I stand corrected. First pitch right at the knees, called strike. And it looked like a couple of those pitches that Arakaki threw in the last half inning. At least the placement was pretty similar. Second pitch lined right to the second baseman, but Tanoue is back quickly, and there's two away. Good thing Tanoue was playing heads up, or there was no hit and run. Otherwise, Tanoue would have easily been doubled off, and Yakult would have gotten out of the inning. And Furuta comes out of the dugout, talk to the umpire, and that could be it for Ishikawa.
That is it for Ishikawa.
Yes, he is indeed coming out of the game. A disastrous outing for Ishikawa.
So far this game, Ishikawa has thrown 59 pitches to 20 batters, given up 9 hits, no home runs, walked 2, struck out none, and it's Matsui coming in. Matsui has thrown in 8 games, 1 win, 2 losses, no saves, and a 6.00 ERA.
Games like these, you're going to have to delve into the bullpen pretty early. We have a pitching change in this game coming to you from the Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. Score through 3 2/3 innings is the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks 5 and the Yakult Swallows 2. We'll be back after these on the Pro Yaku Live Radio Network. Welcome back to Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. Matsui has taken over for Ishikawa. He's 1-2 on the year with an ERA of 6. And he inherits runners at the corners with 2 down. Ishikawa with a somewhat disastrous outing, especially in the first 2 innings. Started to settle down after Buchanan and Tanoue reached. got two outs. But apparently, manager Furuta checked that Furuta Kantoku thought that he had seen enough. Brings in Matsui, brings in the right-hander Matsui to face. Tamura. Yes, that's correct. Tamura. Honda lined out in his last at bat. Tamura 0 for 2 today, reached out here, swinging a high fly ball in the right field, going back and into the track, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out. And that is the inning. Matsui comes in, does his job, although he probably has a lot longer to go. And after three, SoftBank 5, Yakult 2. We'll be back on the Pro Yaku Live Radio Network.
Welcome back to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the fourth. The Yakult Swallows sending up Gail, Miyamoto, and Miyade. Jim?
Thank you, Michael. And Gail is up now. He is responsible for the only offense that Yakult has come up with thus far. It wasn't a bad pitch by Arakaki. It was just a curveball that Guile went after, golfed it out of the park. Arakaki from the windup. Kicks and deals. Low and in. Ball one. Guile from British Columbia, Canada. There have been a few major leaguers from Canada. The pitch. Low and outside, and it's 2-0. Arakaki seemed to be having a little bit of trouble with his control, although he has been squeezed at times. Two ball pitch. Swing and a miss with that golf swing that Guile has.
That gave him a home run earlier.
I guess the ball needs to be lower. From the windup, 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. It was a high fastball and Guile went after it. Top half of the fourth inning, 5-2 Hawks. 2-2 pitch. Just a bit inside, and yet another pitch where Arakaki might have had his second strikeout of the day. Although I think Guile did a good job of acting and crowding the plate, jumping out of the way of that one. Shobu pitch. This one fouled off. We've seen a lot of close pitches in this game.
Yep, these pitchers just like nibbling.
Shobu pitch again, and this one is golfed to right field, but nowhere near as deep as the last one. And Heisdu comes in and makes the catch. One away. And now up comes Miyamoto. He's 0 for 1 today. He grounded out to the shortstop Kawasaki his first time up. First pitch. There's a strike. And it's one strike, no balls. Arakaki from the windup. And that one's fouled away by Miyamoto. Quickly in the hole, 0-2. Arakaki delivers. Left that curveball up there, and that one's fouled away again by Miyamoto. Arakaki has his sign, winds, kicks, and deals. Sanshin!
Yes, I'd love to see the pitchers go straight after him. And that's the second strikeout. Sorry?
We didn't see a lot of that in last week's game. At least not until the end.
Right. It's so good to see no balls, two strikes, and that third one just always over the plate. That's the second strikeout by Arakaki this game.
It was on a slider, which was tailing away from Miyamoto. The first pitch to Yade is fouled off, strike one. Arakaki working quickly. One strike pitch. This one fouled off too. He's teasing hitters with these high fastballs. Two-strike pitch from Arakaki coming. Here it is. Ground ball right to Honda at second. Fires it on over to first, and that's the inning. Arakaki goes 1-2-3, and after 3.5, SoftBank 5, Yakult 2. We'll be back.
And that's the second time the Swallows went down in order. So, 5-2.
Oh,
Welcome back to Yahoo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com, along with Jim Nelson. We're going to the bottom of the fourth, where the Hawks will send up Matsunaka, Kokubo, and Adam. Jim?
Thank you, Michael. The heart of the SoftBank order coming up, and thus far Matsunaka is 1-for-1 with a walk and a single. That's Stewie from the stretch and a pitch. This one's outside for ball one. Part of the order today has been doing some good damage for the SoftBank Hawks. This curveball is taken for a strike. It was a tough 12-6 curveball to lay off of. That one was a little low and in, but still called a strike. 1-1 pitch. This one is popped up by Matsunaka to the shortstop. He's under it, reels it in, one down. Matsunaka has a disgruntled look on his face as if to say, I can't believe I swung at that. That brings up the third baseman, Kokubo. He is 1-for-2 in this game himself. Time pro with SoftBank. The pitch. This one popped up. Fly ball to center field. Aoki under it and reels it in. Two away. SoftBank not displaying the patience that they showed earlier in the inning. Well, in earlier innings. Let's check that. That'll bring up number four, Adam Heisdu. Heisdu 0-for-1 today with a walk and a fielder's who reached on a fielder's choice, legging out a double play, which could have ended the first inning. Instead, it led to base hits by Omura and Buchanan to tack on two more runs. Part of that four-run first that enabled the Hawks to start up on that 5-2 lead that they have right now. The pitch. Another breaking ball high, and it's 2-0. Adam Heisdu, a longtime Red Sox farmhand, spent a lot of time at Pawtucket, and between 2004 and 2005 was bounced around a lot between the big club and the AAA club. Breaking ball in there for strike one. Natsui came in and got the last out of the third inning, leading Ishikawa. Check swing, did he go? Yes, the umpire says he did. No appeal needed. 2-2 to Adam Heisdu. And if memory serves right, Heisdu was selected from the Atlanta Braves in the Rule 5 draft. 2-2 pitch. Just a bit outside. Another borderline pitch. There have been a lot of them from this umpire. And the count runs full. Matsui to the belt. Shobu pitch. Swing and a miss. Highs do fool. It's the first strikeout for Yakult pitching today. And they get out of the inning. Three up, three down. And score as we head to the top half of the fifth inning. Yakult still trails by a score of 5-2. We'll be back on the Pro Yaku Live Radio Network.
Actually, rather than going to a break, let's take a look at what's going on in other games.
Yes, let's do that.
At the Sapporo Dome, in the bottom of the sixth inning, 0-0 between the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters and Yokohama Bay Stars. At Full Cast Stadium Miyagi, also scoreless between the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles and Chunichi Dragons. The Seibu Lions lead the Hanshin Tigers 5-4. And the Lions batting in the bottom of the fourth. At Chiba Marine Stadium, Chiba Lotte Marines lead the Hiroshima Toyo Carp 6-0. And the Marines batting in the fourth inning there. At Kyocera Dome, it's the Oryx Buffaloes leading the Giants 5-2. The Oryx Buffaloes batting in the bottom of the fifth in that game. And of course, here at Yahoo Dome, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks lead the Yakult Swallows by a score of 5-2. The Central League teams having trouble scoring tonight, it looks like. Yokohama, Chunichi, Hanshin, and Hiroshima all with zeros on the scoreboard. While Seibu has 5, Lotte 6, Oryx 5, SoftBank 5, lots of scoring by the Pacific League. And I believe we're coming back to action for the top of the fifth, where the Swallows send up the bottom of their order in Ihara, Takeuchi, and Fukukawa. Jim?
Thank you very much. One ball pitch is low. No strikes, two balls for Akaki. Another young pitcher that SoftBank is trying to bring up. It's been a little wild today. Pitch. Right down Broad Street, strike one, 1-2. By the way, thank you for that update, Michael. It looks like Pacific League once again dominating the interleague play this year. Ground ball right back to Arakaki, flips it on over to first, and there's one down. Pace of the game is definitely sped up from the first two, three innings or so.
Yes, three up, three down has a tendency to do that.
Especially with people swinging early in counts, like SoftBank has the last few innings. And up is Takeuchi. First pitch from Arakaki. Bounces it in the dirt. Ball one. Mostly fastballs from Arakaki. Not a lot of breaking pitches. He doesn't yet have that confidence in the breaking ball. Although he did strike out his only batter on a slider. The pitch. This one's fouled off. Arakaki does have a live fastball, though, bordering at 150 clicks per hour. Arakaki, a very tall pitcher. Tall and lean, very much like Kazumi Saito, one of his peers on the staff. That one's fouled off. Two strikes and a ball.
The
Arakaki, the 2-1 pitch. Here it is. That curveball gets away from him. And it's 2-2. Working quickly, Arakaki has his sign. 2-2 pitch, here it comes. Grounded right to the second baseman, Honda. Over to Matsunaka at first, and there's two away. Here comes the bottom of the order in Fukukawa. Since that rocky first inning, Arakaki has been able to settle down and just get people out, not throwing a lot of pitches in the process. That slider's in the dirt, ball one. Arakaki touches up the rosin bag and will rub up the ball. Winds, kicks, and deals. Another borderline ball. Arakaki definitely looking frustrated, and I think I've seen that pitch called a strike before. Little league strike zone for these umpires. It's never the same from inning to inning. Check swing. Grounder right to Matsunaka. Steps on the bag. And that's the inning.
And it looks like Matsunaka might be hurt there.
Ooh, it looks like he came up limp, and what a loss that would be if Matsunaka popped a hamstring or something like that.
And it's happened to him before.
Not what SoftBank needs. After five. After five? At least four and a half. Check that. SoftBank 5, Yakult 2. We'll be back on the Pro Yaki Live Radio Network.
Welcome back to Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning, where we'll see the bottom of the Hawks order in Omuna, Buchanan, and Tanue. Jim?
Thank you very much, Michael. Omuna 1-for-2 today. Single and grounded out to the shortstop. Matsui back in there. So far, he's gone one of the third innings. Actually, check that. Two and a third innings. Relieving the starter Ishikawa after two down in the second.
Did during the break, we were discussing Matsunaka's limping into the dugout.
Yes, he came up lame on that ground ball. Doesn't look pretty. He did limp into the clubhouse during the break. I stand corrected again. Apparently my scorecard is again messed up. Matsui is he has indeed thrown only one and a third innings.
Yes.
Apparently I failed math class too. English major through and through. Omura fights this one off, but it stays up there enough for Augie to go after it. Reels it in, there's one down. Matsui left that pitch up, and it looked like Omura, it looked like it jammed Omura a bit, though. And up comes Buchanan. He's two for two today. RBI single in the first, and a single in the third. First pitch swinging, this one's through. He has his third base hit of the day.
So Hawks have been doing pretty well going after early pitches.
Although there is a certain disadvantage to that. Looked like either a shuto or some kind of breaking ball, whatever it was. It hung just enough, and Buchanan is now 3 for 3 on the day. That brings up the catcher, Tanoue. Tanoue himself 1 for 2 today. Very few Hawks. I think there's 4 of them that do not have hits today. Pitch. Off-speed pitch right down the pike, strike one. Matsui to the belt. He deals. This one fought off by Tanoue.
Honda, Tamuda, and Adam are the only three who have yet to get a hit tonight.
Shows that SoftBank is not pulling any punches tonight. They've just been going after these Yakult pitchers. Won three of their last four. They want to keep it that way. Breaking ball in the dirt.
Just Ishikawa.
That's correct. They haven't really hit Matsui yet.
Buchanan's single was the first hit off of Matsui.
So Matsui has done his job. Despite the fact that it's 5-2, this game, it looks a lot closer than it was for a while. Now it's starting to come back. SoftBank only up by 3, and with that shaky bullpen, anything can happen late in the game. If Yakult doesn't find a way to get Arakaki's pitch count up, with a breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Buchanan at first. 2-2 to the catcher, Tanoue. Matsui goes over to check on Buchanan. Don't know why. It's not like Buchanan has speed.
Well, there's really always the hit and run.
Buchanan runs like he's got a piano on his back, as my dad would say. Again, checks on Buchanan at first. Maybe a hit and run is in order. Tanoue looking down at the third base coach. Maybe the hit and run's off. whatever it is. Matsui comes to the bell. 2-2 pitch. This one just tapped foul. The hit and run was indeed on. Buchanan has to go back to first. You called it right.
Okantoku likes to move runners along that way. Do the unexpected.
Sadaharu Oh, the worldwide home run king, 860 career home runs. Pitch. And I don't know what he was swinging at, but the hit and run is on.
Hit and run.
And it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play.
Did he touch him at second?
It looked like he must have. I don't know. I didn't see it.
The ball was there in time, but I'm not convinced that he actually touched him.
Well, either way, Yakult gets out of the inning.
Three up, three down.
Five complete. And SoftBank is still up 5-2. We'll be back on the Pro Yaku Live Radio Network.
Welcome back to Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're to the top of the Yakult order in Aoki, and the first pitch by Araki is stroked into deep left field, going back at the warning track, and pulling it in is left fielder Tamura. One of those Bay Stars. So a long out for Aoki to lead off the inning. One pitch, one away. Jim?
Maybe you like your Bay Stars a little too much.
Some names just come quicker than others.
Right.
That brings up Tanaka. Tanaka's swinging at the first pitch, lifting it to center field. Center fielder. Who's playing center? Omura goes back at the warning track. It's over his head, off the wall. Tanaka around second, heads into third. No throw, triple. So a one-out triple off the wall to straightaway center. And that's the third Yakult hit, the first one since the first inning. One away, runner at third base, and that'll bring up designated hitter Ramirez.
Again, Yakult swinging early in the count, but they're hitting the ball hard.
Well, two pitches and two of them to the fence. The first offering to Ramirez, swung on, a miss, strike one. The pitch a bit outside, Ramirez reaching for it, coming up empty. And Matsunaka is in the game, by the way. Probably got some cold spray and a bit of a rundown. Next pitch, swung on and lifted to center field. Omuna makes the catch. Touching up is Tanaka, and he comes across homing. Ramirez's sacrifice fly to straightaway center. Scores the third swallow run. And that'll bring up Guile. Guile, two-run home run, and fly out to right so far tonight. So one run in, nobody on, two away for the Swallows here in the top of the sixth. First pitch to Gaidu. Swung on and fouled back into the stands. The second offering swung on a miss. Strike two.
As usual, Guile swinging for fences.
It's all or nothing for him. The next offering swung on, fouled back, and out of play. Count remains two strikes, no balls. Arakaki winds the next offering. Catcher set up high and away, and that's where the ball goes. So the waste pitch on the fourth pitch. The next offering, low and away. Ball two. 2-2 now the count. The clock strikes 8. We're now 2 hours into this one. The next offering swung on and fouled off past the first base coach. Count remains 2-2.
Guile doing a good job of hanging in there against those hard Arakaki fastballs.
After the first two batters, or actually the first three batters only took four pitches. Gaidu's already more than doubled the pitch count. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. That's strikeout number three for Arakaki tonight. And the Swallows are down here in the sixth. For the Swallows here in the sixth, it was a leadoff triple for Hideyasu Tanaka, scoring on Ramirez's sacrifice fly to center. And the Swallows answer with one run here in the sixth on one hit. And after 5.5 now, continue to trail, but now by a score of 3-5. Welcome back to Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Hawks, it'll be the top of the order in Kawasaki, Honda, and Tamura. And some bad news, it looks like. Just before Kawasaki stepped in, the bench shot of the Hawks bench showed Matsunaka limping into the clubhouse. I don't think he's going to be coming out to hit. Kawasaki squares to bunt. Takes strike one. The second offering in the dirt. That evens the count up at 1-1. Those of you just joining us, the Swallows scored two runs in the first on Gaidu's two-run home run, just clearing the fence to right. And in the sixth, came up with a run with a leadoff or a one-out triple by Tanaka. And Ramirez driving him in with a sacrifice fly. Next pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two to Kawasaki. Two strikes and a ball. But the Hawks in the first, they answered with four. And one more in the second. And have a 5-3 lead. Next offering to Kawasaki. Swung on and hit through the left side into left field. Base hit. So Kawasaki leads off an inning for the third time tonight, and each time with a hit.
Third hit of the game for Kawasaki.
Yep. That'll bring up second baseman Honda. Honda tonight reached on an error, sacrificed, and lined out to second.
Little side note, both times Kawasaki's reached, he's come around to score. He scored two runs tonight.
So a good omen for the Hawks with the leadoff base runner on. We're in the top of the sixth. Throw over to first base. Kawasaki dives back in. Another throw over to first. Kawasaki dives back in. Calls time. Brushes himself off. Go ahead.
Don't want to take any chances with Kawasaki's speed.
No, you don't. And of course, Okantoku, as you saw last inning, will do the hit and run, even with runners who can't run. Another throw over to first base. And the first pitch to Honda, grounder to the right side. Second baseman Tanaka up with the ball, throws to second for one. Relay to first, in time, double play. 4-6-3. And that'll bring up left fielder Tamura. Oh no, the relay to first was not in time. Ooh, my bad. So 4-6, fielder's choice. runner of first base is now Tanaka. Throw over to first base. Matsui's second pitcher for the Swallows on the mound. And another throw over to first. And it's called a balk. So the runner advances. The infield gathers at the mound to settle Matsui down.
That
and
balk also
decide
also
on
takes
how to
the
play
double play away.
Better. Yep, what was that?
That balk also takes away the double play.
Oh, most definitely. That's probably the most important point.
So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they intentionally walk Tamura to get to whoever could be batting for Matsunaka. Or if Matsunaka does indeed bat, which I highly doubt.
The first offering to Tamura misses low and away. Ball one. Matsui looks in, has a sign, comes set. The second offering catches the outside corner, strike one. I think that's one of the pitch that you were complaining earlier the umpire wasn't calling, Jim.
Yeah, there have been a lot of borderline pitches in the same place that have been called strikes, others have been called balls.
Next pitch, misses inside. Pitcher Matsui thought he caught the inside corner, but umpire says no. The fourth offering, that one's a strike. Strike two called on the outside part of the plate. 2-2 now the count to Tamura. Runner at second base. Two away for the Hawks. Next pitch, swung on and grounded through the left side, base hit. Runner rounds third, heads home, the throw in time, but he runs around the tag, safe. Ooh, that was a very close call at home. Honda going around the tag. And Okantoku looks like he's also wanting to protest the third baseman getting in the way of the base runner as he approached third.
That might be why the umpire called him safe. Maybe the umpire saw interference from the third baseman.
Nah, he was safe. Didn't tag him. He made it around the tag. So the Hawks add an insurance run and now lead by a score of 6-3. Tamura going to second on the throw home. The first pitch to... Was that Matsunaka? No. Ooh, I don't recognize him. Pinch hitter. Is grounded to the right side. Pitcher throws him out of first base. Tamura goes to third on the play, as we did only have one out, not two outs. And my scorecard is getting messed up as well. We have a runner at third base, two away. And Kokubo coming up to bat. First pitch misses low and away, ball one. The second offering, that one's over the outside part of the plate. Strike one. 1-1 now the count. And the third offering misses high and away. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Kokubo at the plate. The fourth offering misses outside. Ball three. One strike, three balls. Two away, runner at third base for the Hawks. One run in so far. The next pitch misses way outside. Matsui wasn't going to give him anything to hit. And the pitching coach heads out to the mound and he asks for the ball. So we're going to have a pitching change here in the sixth. Furuta Kantoku comes out to have a word with the umpire. So, we'll take a short break and be back with you soon. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Hawks up by a score of 6-3. Welcome back to Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Takai comes in to pitch for the Yakult Swallows. He'll be facing number 6 batter, Adam, with runners at the corners and two away. Takai has appeared in 20 games, one win and two losses. For Matsui, he threw three innings to 39 batters. No, 39 pitches, 12 batters, allowed 3 hits, no home runs, 1 base on balls, 2 strikeouts. He's allowed 1 run, and the 2 runners on are his. Shibahara comes up to pinch hit for Adam. The first pitch to Shibahara, swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman Tanaka up with the ball. Throws to first, one pitch, one out, and that retires the side for the Hawks here in the sixth. So for SoftBank, in the sixth it was one run on a pair of hits, and at the end of six complete now, they lead this one by a score of 6-3. And we'd like to go through the other games. Do you have an update for us, Jim?
Yes, I do. We have a pair of pitchers' duels going on. Nippon Ham and Yokohama still tied 0-0 in the eighth. Also in the eighth is Rakuten and Shinichi. That game is also tied at 0. Seventh inning, Cebu Lions look like they're going to be breaking out of that 10-game losing streak. They lead the Hanshin Tigers by a score of 7-0.
Hope you don't jinx them there.
At Chiba Marine Stadium, the Marines look like they're going to break out of their 3-game funk. They lead 6-3 over the Hiroshima Toyo Carp. That's in the seventh inning. And in the sixth inning, the Oryx Buffaloes hold a 6-1 lead over the Yomiuri Giants. Back to you, Michael.
Okay, thank you. I'm still trying to get the pinch hitter for Matsunaka. It was Homma there in the sixth inning. So Homma was the pinch hitter for Matsunaka, who grounded out to the pitcher. And we'll have several defensive changes for the Hawks, as they had a pair of pinch hitters. Arakaki so far has thrown 86 pinches to 22 batters, allowed just 3 hits, 1 home run, 1 walk, and struck out 3. He'll be facing numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters in Miyamoto, Miyade, and Ihara. Miyamoto takes the first pitch up and in, ducking out of the way of that one. Ball one. Miyamoto so far tonight, grounded out to short and struck out swinging. One of 3 strikeout victims. Next offering, swung on and fouled out of play to the right side. 1-1, now the count. The 1-1 offering, swung on and lifted to the right side. First baseman Homma gives chase, but the ball goes into the stands. Was that Homma or was that Shibahara? Now I'm not so sure. The fourth offering. Reach for, swung on and grounded to the left side. Kawasaki up with the ball. He has to hurry his throw. Save! Miyamoto legs out an infield single to lead off the Hawks' lucky seven. Yes, that was Homma at first base now. And Shibahara also stays in the game in right field after pinch hitting. The first pitch to number six batter Miyade misses low and in, ball one. The second offering misses low and away. No strikes, two balls to Miyade. This ball is left fielder.
Arakaki has been wild at times.
Hmm?
Arakaki has been wild at times today.
Yes, he has. Given up two base on balls. The third offering. Check swing in between Tanoue's legs. Tanoue looks like he needs to catch his breath. A check swing foul. Tanoue is okay. Fourth offering, swung on and lined over a jumping Honda into right field, base hit. So back-to-back base hits for the Swallows here in the top of the seventh. That'll bring up third baseman Ihara. So, have the Swallows figured Arakaki out? In the Hawks dugout, coaches discussing possible next pitchers with Okantoku. The first pitch to Ihara, and he tries to bunt it, pulls the bat back, but an appeal to the first base umpire says he went around. Did not pull the bat back in time. Strike one. And Yokohama scores two in the eighth inning to take a 2-0 lead over Nippon Ham. The next pitch to Miyade misses high and away, or Ihara rather, evening the count up at 1-1.
That's a pretty good pitcher's duels today.
The next offering in the dirt gets away from catcher, and the runner or both runners rather, advance to second and third on the wild pitch. Next offering, Mrs. High and Tight, ball three to Ihara. First base is open, number eight batter on deck. Arakaki comes set. The fifth offering, swung on, lifted to right field. Right fielder Shibahata catches the ball, fires home, nobody coming. Ball not deep enough to right to score the runner. One away. Runners at second and third. Okantoku comes out of the Hawks dugout, and I think we've got a pitching change. Pitching coach heads out to the mound as well. Furuta also calling the home plate umpire over. I think we may have a pinch hitter for first baseman Takeuchi to go along with the pitching change. Arakaki threw 99 pitches to 25 batters, allowed just 5 hits and 3 runs, allowed 1 home run, the 2 run shot, walked just 1, and struck out 3. The runners at 2nd and 3rd belong to him. And the next pitcher isn't being announced anytime soon, so we'll get that when we come back. We're in the top of the 7th. Yakult threatening with the score. Yakult 3, SoftBank 6. Welcome back to Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Nikowski comes in to pitch for the Hawks, and he'll be facing pinch hitter Ono, 2 for 10, 200 average, for the Yakult Swallows. Ono takes the first pitch by Nikowski. Over for a called strike one. Runners at second and third, one away here in the top of the seventh. Swallows lucky seven. And the next offering, misses low and away. Ball one, that evens the count up at 1-1. Nikowski comes set. The 1-1 offering swung on a miss, strike two. Two strikes and a ball now to Ono, pinch hitting for Takeuchi. Furuta looking like he's experimenting at first base. A fourth offering in the dirt, a good block by catcher Tanoue to keep that one from going back to the backstop. That evens the count up at 2-2. Nikowski comes set. The 2-2 offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains 2-2. The 2-2 offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Kawasaki up with the ball. Looks the second base runner back. Allowing the third base runner to score. Throws to first for the out. So two away. And a run in. That cuts the Hawks' lead down to two. And that'll bring up catcher Fukukawa. Kawasaki has a short word with Nikowski on the mound. Fukukawa 0 for 2 today. Lined out to short and grounded out to first. The first offering swung on and grounded back to Nikowski. Underhands the ball to first in time for out number three. So the Swallows come up with one here in the seventh. And after six and a half, the Hawks' lead is cut down to 6-4.
Oh,
Welcome back to Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the Hawks, Lucky 7. Hawks lead slowly being eaten away. Now leading it by a score of 6-4. Narrow 2-run lead. For the Hawks, they'll be sending up the bottom of their order in Omura, Buchanan, and Tanoue. Omura batting 252 on the season. Leads it off. And the first pitch in there, kind of up in the strike zone, called strike one. Takai still on the mound for the Swallows. Second offering misses high and tight. Ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. The next offering misses low and away. Ball two. One strike, two balls. The next offering swung on a miss. Strike two. Omura kicks some dirt after that one. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled back. Count remains 2-2. We're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Number 7 batter Omura leading it off. Two-two count, misses down low, ball three. Full count now, to Omura. The Shobu pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop Miyamoto up with the ball. Throws to first in plenty of time. One away. That'll bring up Buchanan batting 273 on the season. Buchanan, 3-for-3. The first offering swung on a miss. Strike one. The next offering called strike two on the outside corner. Two quick strikes to Buchanan. Takai's next offering in the dirt, waist pitch. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering in the dirt. This one gets past catcher Fukukawa. He tried putting his body in the way. The 2-2 pitch, low and away. Buchanan checks his swing, full count. So for Takai, out of the three batters he's faced, the first one hit the first pitch, the next two went full count. Shoba pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Ihara up with the ball, throws across the diamond in time, two away. So Buchanan unable to make it, four hits tonight. He should still have another chance. And that'll bring up catcher Tanue, number 9 batter. The first pitch to Tanue, a big swing and a miss. As Tanue goes all the way around, losing his balance. The second offering, that one's in there, called strike two. Nice pitch by Takai. The third offering, one bounder before the plate, and Takai is abusing Tanue a bit, or not Tanue, Fukuhara, just a little bit. The fourth offering, swung on and fouled off, then out of play to the right side. We'll do it again. The next offering misses up high. Ball two. Two and two, now the count. To Tanue. And just as Takai started to come set, Tanue calls time. Next offering misses way up high and away. Ball three. So it's the third full count in a row for Takai. Shobu pitch. Misses up high. Ball four. Takai walks Tanue with two down, and that'll bring us to the top of the order in Kawasaki. Seibu emerges from the tunnel, defeating the Hanshin Tigers 7-0 tonight in Tokorozawa. Their long 10-game losing streak finally comes to an end as they extend Hanshin's losing streak. Or was did Hanshin just break their losing streak? First pitch to Kawasaki, misses low and away, ball one. The second offering swung on a miss. Strike two, or strike one. That evens the count up at 1-1. A 1-1 offering called, strike two over the outside part of the plate. Good sweeping curveball by Takai. Catching a corner. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains two strikes and a ball to Kawasaki. Kawasaki 2-for-3 tonight. Or 3-for-4 tonight, rather. With two runs scored. The fifth offering misses down low. An appeal to the third base umpire says no, he did not swing. A 2-2 pitch, one bounder, blocked well by Fukukawa. And it's the fourth batter in a row to reach full count. The Shobu pitch swung on and grounded to the right side, but just foul of the first base bag. So we'll do it again. Staff ace Ken D tells me that the Tigers have just lost two in a row. They won a game a few days ago, in the 10th inning. And the next pitch misses down low, ball four. So back-to-back bases on balls puts runners at first and second with two away here in the bottom of the 7th inning. And second baseman Honda coming up to the plate. Infield gathers on the mound. So runners at first and second, two away, with two down, back-to-back bases on balls by Takai. First pitch, swung on and fouled back and out of play. Strike one. The second offering misses low and away. Ball one. One strike, one ball. Hawks lead this one by a score of 6-4. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Honda at the plate. Runners at first and second, two away. One and one the count. Takai, the third pitcher of record for the Swallows, on the mound. Third offering, swung on and lifted into foul territory. Third baseman gives chase, but that ball goes up into the stands. Hiroshima riding a 7-game losing streak. Knuckleballer Fernandez knocked out of today's game after just one inning there. Fourth offering, swung on and lined into right field. And it's just foul. Ooh, that looked like it was going to be a lot of trouble for the right fielder. That would have been two more runs. Two strike, one ball pitch. Swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Aoki going back on a run. The ball bounces one bound to the wall. One run in, two runs in. And the Hawks extend their lead to 4-8. As Honda drives in two with a one bounder to the fence in center field. Looks like it was the Carp have lost 6 of their last 7, not 7 in a row. I stand corrected. And that's it for Takai. After getting the first two outs this inning, walked a pair, and Honda drives him in with a one bounder to the fence in straightaway center. So we're going to take a short break. And in the meantime, enjoy the Owendon music. SoftBank Hawks lead this one now by a score of 8-4. Welcome back to Fukuoka SoftBank, or Yahoo Dome. The Hawks rally for two here in their half of the Lucky Seven to extend their lead to 8-4. Tamura, first batter faced by fourth pitcher of record, Haneda, fouls the first pitch off and out of play to the right side. Strike one. The second offering misses inside, evening the count up at 1-1. Honda, a two-run triple to straightaway center. This rally happening with two outs. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. One strike, two balls.
If it's not one thing, it's another for Yakult today. And early in the game it was their defense, now they're just having trouble getting the third guy out.
Well, you could blame that one all on Takai, going full count to four batters in a row, walking two of them. Next pitch fouled off to the left side. 2-2 now the count.
It's like we continually observed last week, Michael. Nibble, nibble, nibble.
Yep. That's what a lot of the pitchers try to do. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But the one thing that really hurts most are walks.
Walks hurt.
Next pitch fouled off to the left side. Into the field level stands. Hawks have 13 hits tonight. Next pitch swung on and fouled back. Count remains 2-2. Two and two, two away, runner at third base. The next offering swung on, fouled back to the backstop. The Hawks foul a lot of pitches off.
Very tough batting team. We've seen it all the game today.
Croon into close for Yokohama has given up one run, cutting Yokohama's lead to 1-2. Next pitch fouled off to the third base side. Count remains 2-2. That was pitch number 8 to Tamura. Two offering. Ooh, that one looked awful good. Called ball three outside. Full count now. To Tamura.
Seen a lot of those pitches today. Borderline pitches that any other umpire might have called a strike.
Pitch number 10 to Tamura. Fouled away. Count remains full. Two outs, runner at third. The 11th pitch swung on and fouled off into the third base dugout. So Hanada getting a workout on the mound with just one batter. Pitch number 12. Swung on and grounded to the third base side, but just foul of the third base bag. So it's lucky 13. But is it lucky for Tamuda or for Hanada? Hanada has a sign. Come set. 13th pitch. Swung on and lined into right field. One bound. Base hit. Honda comes across the plate to score the third run of the inning. And Tamuda has his second base hit of the night. And Tamuda's coming out for a pinch runner. As this game gets out of hand, Makun for the Tohokurakuten Golden Eagles throws a 150 pitch complete game, defeating the Chunichi Dragons at Fullcast Stadium Miyagi. And that brings up Homma. Homma swinging at the first pitch, lifts it to left field, and it goes into the corner. That's going to be trouble. The pinch runner rounds third, heads on home, safe ahead of the throw. Homma, an RBI double. And it looks like the umpires are saying that the runner hit the third baseman. And he's got to go back to... Oh, no, interference. There was fan interference?
What?
They're calling it an entitled two base. Or entitled double. The ball went into the corner. And it looks like a fan up the left field line made a swipe at the ball. So I think that it's being called a double due to fan interference. That was a strange play. The first pitch to Kokubo misses low and away. Ball one.
That was indeed a strange play. I didn't see any fan interference, but there had
I didn't
to
think any fan
goals.
Was close enough. Well, the fans are pretty close there up the line.
Yeah.
Next offering misses for ball two. No strikes, two balls. The count to Kokubo. The third offering swung on and lined foul just past pinch runner Adakane at third base. Adakane pinch running for Tamura. The next offering swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder Gaidu, backpedaling, makes the catch for out number three. So it was two quick outs here in the seventh, but this inning seemed to take forever for the Hawks. The Hawks in this inning score three runs on a pair of walks, a triple, a single, and an entitled two base, a title double. And at the end of seven complete now, the Hawks lead this by a score of 9-4. And now that we've completed seventh, let's have a roundup of what's happened in the major leagues yesterday, U.S. time, earlier today, Japan time. Jim?
Thank you, Michael. The New York Yankees have won yet again, defeating the Arizona Diamondbacks by a score of 4-1. Philadelphia Phillies beat the Chicago White Sox 7-3. Florida shuts out Cleveland 3-1. Boston wins another nail-biter by a score of 2-1. Tim Wakefield going 8 innings there. Justin Verlander with a no-hitter for the Detroit Tigers as they beat the Milwaukee Brewers by a score of 4-0. Pittsburgh wins 7-5. Washington over Baltimore 7-4. Cincinnati 5, Los Angeles Angels 3. More scores after the next half inning.
Thank you. And in the pitch for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks is Mizuta. Mizuta taking his warm-up pitches. He'll be facing the top of the Yakult Swallows order in Aoki, Tanaka, and Ramirez. The Hawks far and away commanding this game. As they take a 9-4 lead after 7. And Mizuta finishes his warm-up pitches. Kawasaki has the final word with Mizuta on the mound before he takes it to face Aoki. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed Aoki. First offering in there for a called strike one. Aoki batting 360, 8 home runs and 20 RBIs on the season. 1-3 tonight. The first pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play. Or second offering, rather. Two quick strikes on Aoki. And we're just in. Kroon manages to hold on to the 2-1 win for the Yokohama Bay Stars, who defeat the, not the Cebu Lions, Nippon Ham Fighters. That's it. Next pitch misses for ball one. Two strikes and a ball. Cebu managed to defeat Hanshin earlier tonight. Next pitch misses down low. Ball two. 2-2 now the count.
This is the only active game left on the docket tonight.
The 2-2 offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Kawasaki up with the ball, next to the second base bag, throws to first in plenty of time. One away. Oh, it is so nice to see Kawasaki playing short again. He's just wonder to watch.
It's made all the difference in the world at the plate versus SoftBank, too.
His leadoff has really done the job tonight. He was truly missed while he was on the DL. That brings up Tanaka. Takes first pitch, low and away. Ball one. Tanaka 1-for-2 and a base on balls tonight. His hit coming in the sixth inning, a triple, later scored. Next offering misses low and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls. The next pitch in there for a called strike. One strike, two balls, now the count to Tanaka. If this game stays as it is, Yokohama will be the only Central League winning team tonight. That will certainly help our cause. Next pitch lifted high to the right side of the infield. First baseman Homma camps under it, and after a long wait, makes the catch for out number two. In fair territory between first base and the pitcher's mound. That'll bring up designated hitter Ramirez. The first pitch to Ramirez catches the inside corner. Called strike one. The next offering swung on and lifted to just behind the first base bag. First baseman Homma camping under this one, and right on top of the line, perhaps just slightly in foul territory, makes the catch for out number three. So it's three up, three down for the Swallows for the third time tonight here in the eighth. And after 7.5, they trail 4-9. Now let's have the rest of that MLB roundup, Jim.
Thank you, Michael. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays beat the San Diego Padres 11-4. Houston edges Oakland in 11 innings by a score of 5-4. Seattle over the Chicago Cubs in 15 innings, 5-3. The Minnesota Twins beat the Atlanta Braves 7-3. The Kansas City Royals beat up on the St. Louis Cardinals by a score of 8-1. Back-to-back-to-back jacks for the Dodgers lift them over the New York Mets 4-1. Ho Chi Kuo, the pitcher from Korea, participating in those three straight home runs. And finally, the San Francisco Giants beat the Toronto Blue Jays by a score of 3-2.
Thank you. And a quick round of the Japanese games. Yokohama defeated the Fighters 2-1 at Sapporo Dome. And it's Pacific League the rest of the way. Rakuten over Chunichi 4-0. Seibu over Hanshin 7-0. Lotte over Hiroshima 7-3. Orix over the Giants 6-3. And the Hawks have a commanding 9-4 lead over Yakult. Going to the bottom of the eighth. First pitch to Shibahara to lead off the eighth is swung on and grounded foul past the first base bag. One strike. Shibahara came in as a pinch hitter in the sixth inning for Adam. This is second at bat. Next pitch, swung on and lifted to the left side. Third baseman Kokubo gives, or not Kokubo, Ihara gives chase. He reaches into the field level stands, but unable to pull the ball out of there. Two strikes. The third pitch misses low and away. Waste pitch. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Aoki going back. And before the warning track, turns and makes the catch. For out number one. That'll bring up center fielder Omura. Omura 1-for-4 tonight. Takes first pitch, low and away, ball one. The second offering by Hanada misses outside. Ball two, no strikes, two balls. Hanada, the fourth pitcher for the Swallows tonight. The third offering, that one's over the outside part of the plate. One strike, two balls. The fourth offering swung on and grounded back to Hanada, who fields it on a couple hops. Throws to first base in plenty of time for out number two. And that'll bring up designated hitter Buchanan. The first pitch to Buchanan. Misses in the dirt. Ball one. The second offering swung on and grounded foul to the right, to the left side. 1-1 now the count. A 1-1 offering in the dirt. Ball two. One strike, two balls, the count. The next offering in there for a called strike two. 2-2 now the count. I think Buchanan wished he'd have swung at that one. That was a big meat pitch. Next pitch, one bounder. Buchanan unable to hold up. And he goes down swinging for out number three. So the Hawks down in order for the third time tonight. And at the end of eight complete, lead this one by a score of 9-4. Welcome back to Fukuoka Yahoo Dome. I'm Mike Westphal, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hawks have a new pitcher, Makoto Sato, coming in to pitch. He'll be facing numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters for the Swallows. And to bring that to you, here's Jim.
Thank you, Michael. There's also been a defensive replacement for the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. Matsuda has taken over third for Kokubo. And pretty much, actually, it's been the corners that have been replaced. Matsunaka leaving with an injury and Kokubo being replaced defensively. Guile is up for the Yakult Swallows. He leads off this inning against Sato. Curveball inside for ball one. Hawks lead this one 9-4. Second pitch coming. That one catches the inside corner, called strike. One pitch. This one is fly deep to right field, giving chase as the right fielder goes into the stands. Does he get it? He does not. Great hustle play, though. I believe that was Arakane, the left fielder.
So desu ne.
And then the pitch is bounced.
Arakane took over for Tamura, so yeah.
Yes, I believe that. I thought that was Arakane there. Last pitch was curveball bounced in the dirt. 2-2, pitch coming. Another fastball in the dirt. And it's 3-2. Pitch coming from Sato. Grounded foul. First base side. Sato, one of the few bright spots in the SoftBank pen, at least recently. Seems as though everybody's been having their troubles in that bullpen. 3-2 pitch. This one's grounded through in the right field, a base hit. Heel, wide turn, stops at second, doesn't want to test that arm.
Wise move.
Especially with Shibahara there in right field. Very good defensive replacement. And Yakult has their leadoff face runner. And up now is Bimoto. First pitch is
down by five. They're
going
to need
right
a lot more.
Third. On to second for one, on to first, double play! First pitch,
and that doesn't help them.
Grounds into a double play, and there's two down in the inning. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The double play certainly doesn't help them catch up to their five-run deficit.
Not a deficit this large, and that was a curveball that Miyamoto was clearly fooled on. Definitely a tentative swing. So that last one goes 5-4-3. And Miyade is the last hope for the Yakult Swallows. Pitch inside, 1-1. First pitch was a strike right down the middle from Makoto Sato. 1-1 pitch. Curveball can't get him to chase, and it's 2-1. should Miyade reach Ihara is up next. Pitch, and it is just a tad high, 3-1. Well, that's side two. With the exception of one pitch, it's been nothing but fastballs that's at bat for Sato. The pitch. Another fastball right down Broad Street, and it's full, and count runs full. Shobu pitch from Sato. That one is lined into right field, a base hit. Second base hit of the inning. Miyade reaches, and that makes way for Ihara, the third baseman.
The Swallows really haven't faced so many full count pitches, where it seems like almost every Hawk did.
Yeah, there have been sections of patience and lack thereof on both sides so far today. First pitch is a high fastball, fouled off. And there's one strike. Ihara 0 for 3 today. Started up twice and flew out to right his last at bat. That curveball just misses. That's been the spot that a lot of pitchers have been complaining about today. Just low. One pitch coming from Sato. Here it is. That is grounded back off the catcher Tanaway. And once again, SoftBank is one strike away from getting out of here with a 9-4 win over the Yakult Swallows. Two strikes and a ball to Ihara. From the stretch, the pitch reaches out, foul, out of play. Followed by a whistle and a public service announcement.
Yes, they have guards around the whole stadium blowing whistles as the ball comes into that area to warn people to watch out for foul balls.
Well, they've given the U.S. as a warning at the beginning of the game that you can get hurt from it. Do it again. 2-1 pitch. Hits him. Sato less than pleased. Hit him right the small of the back. That'll leave a nice big welt for him tomorrow. Sato tried to go inside and got a little bit too far inside. And that brings up Ono, who's 0 for 1 today, grounded out 6-3. That's back in the 7th inning. It was like a million years ago. Cut fastball in there for strike 1.
Runners at first and second, two out.
Once again, the last out, a little bit hard to come by. Oh, one pitch. He falls down, but he throws a strike. Sato flat out fell down on that pitch. It was a curveball. Guess he tried to get a little bit too much English on it. Looked like he's definitely slipped there. His pants have been stained black. Now he looks like he's been running the base paths. Sato's slipping and falling. Hopefully he didn't hurt himself. Two-strike pitch on the way. Here it is. Fastball tried to get him to chase, and it is 1-2 now. Once again, a Yakult batter down two strikes. Sato just nibbling. 1-2 pitch. Tries to paint the outside corner and doesn't get it. 2-2. Sato trying to get that last strike. And again throws another ball. It's 3-2. He was down. Oh no, was down 0-2. Now it's 3-2. It's almost like Sato's afraid to make a mistake. Shobu pitch coming. Here it is. And that is ball four. Unbelievable. That was a close one. And it looks like Okantoku is going to come out to argue that call. Nope, it's the pitching coach.
The pitch was awful close.
We've seen
Sato
a lot of
really
time.
Wanted that call. That loads the bases with two outs here in the top of the ninth.
No place to put him. One swing of the bat would make it a one-run game.
And Suzuki Kin is being announced as the pinch hitter.
For a second I thought Okantoku would come out to argue the call, but apparently it was the pitching coach just having a few words for Sato. Arakaki started the game. He went 6 1/3. Mikowski took over from there, went 2 innings. Mizuta went 1 inning. And Sato's gotten the first 2 outs in the ninth. And the first pitch. That's low, ball one. Low and in. Furuta playing the percentages, getting the lefty matched up against the righty. A pitch. Cut fastball in there for strike one. One pitch coming. Here it is. Outside, 2-1. Sato to the set, and a pitch. That's bounced, and it's 3-1. This is getting painful to watch. Sato getting two quick outs. Same case as the Yakult 8. One pitch. Inside ball four, and Sato has walked a run in.
That's going to prompt a pitching change. Sato unable to close out the ninth. A single hit batsman and a pair of walks.
Two singles, actually, with that leadoff single by Gil. He was a race on the double play. And Sato looks very disappointed in himself. He could have been rattled by one of those no-strike calls.
We're going to have a double switch. Pitcher Shinohara coming in. 22 games, no wins, 2 losses, no saves, 4.32 ERA. And behind the plate, Kawasaki is coming in to catch, replacing Tanoue. And in the meantime, we can go through the other scores in NPB. Yokohama Bay Stars defeated the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters 2-1. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles defeated the Chunichi Dragons 4-0. Seibu Lions defeated Hanshin Tigers 7-0. Chiba Lotte Marines over the Hiroshima Toyo Carp 7-3. Odex Buffaloes 6-3 over the Yomiuri Giants. And here at SoftBank or Fukuoka Yahoo Dome, it's the SoftBank Hawks leading the Yakult Swallows by a score of 9-4. We're in the top of the ninth inning, 2 away. And the top of the order, Aoki, coming up to bat. Bases are loaded. And the first pitch to Aoki is in the dirt, low and away. Good stop by Kawasaki. Keep the ball from going to the backstop. No strikes and a ball. The second offering catches the outside corner, called strike one.
SoftBank's relievers are having a hard time finding the plate.
They just need one more out. Leading by a score of 9-5 now. Tying run at the plate. Next pitch, swung on, grounded to second base. Second baseman Honda up with the ball, throws to first in time, and the game is over. Furuta's Swallows gave it a go there in the last inning, scoring one run on one hit and stranding the bases loaded. So in this game, totals for the Tokyo Yakult Swallows, 5 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors, and 5 runners left on base, 3 of them in the ninth. For the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks, it was 9 runs on 15 hits. They committed no errors and stranded 11. So it was all Pacific tonight except for the Fighters. Yokohama gains a game on everybody in the Central. I'd like to thank Jim Nelson and Ken Dick for joining me audio and via text. Ken feeding me a lot of what was going on in the other games. And, of course, I'd like to thank you for joining me this evening, live and via podcast. Pro Yaku Live is a production of JapaneseBaseball.com and is distributed under the Creative Commons license. You may copy, redistribute, and or rebroadcast in whole or in part in any way you wish, provided that you give credit to JapaneseBaseball.com. This is Michael Westbay, your
Jim
host,
Nelson.
Wishing you a good one. Oh, and
Jim Nelson.
Thank you. Wishing you a good one. Take care.